This is Capricorn FM Podcast.
Allow me this morning to encourage you, this morning to speak to you specifically about presenting your prayer to God. It was recently announced by our President Cyril Ramaphosa that the 31st of May 2020 has been declared a National Day of Prayer in the Republic of South Africa, a day where we observe prayer, a day where we pray for the world, where we pray for Africa, we pray for South Africa, we pray for our province, we pray for health, we pray for wisdom, we pray for peace, we pray for strength. We pray because it is our lifestyle. We pray because we know that God is great and He hears us. The Bible reassures us and lets us know that if we let known our desires to our God, He will hear us. If we let known to God our worries, He will hear us. If we tell God what is troubling us and what is keeping us in a space of worry and fear, God Himself will hear us. So I want to encourage you this morning. As we've heard, kids are going to be going back to school, those who will. By that I mean if you are comfortable as a parent and you are ready, I want you to pray for your child. For those who have been at home for the past 2 months, not going to work, and you receive that call on Friday, that Monday morning you are needed at work, I encourage you to pray for your spouse, pray for your parent, pray for your friend. And if you are going back to work yourself, haven't been there for a long time, or if you are part of those who are still going to be remaining at home, I encourage you this morning, let's join our faith together and let us pray for our nation. Let's pray that our God see us through this. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. And I will forgive their sins and heal their land." Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, we know that you are all-knowing, you are all-powerful. Father, mountains melt before your presence. Father, the sun stands still at the sound of your voice, O God. Father, we come together knowing that you are God and you are able to do great and mighty things. We pray for Africa. We pray for the world, O God. Pray for South Africa. We pray that, O God, may your hand of protection continue, O God. Continue to sustain us. Continue, Father, to heal us. Continue to bring wisdom and understanding in this season. Father, as we join our faith, we know that you are right there with us, in the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I've got SK on the line. Good morning, SK.
Morning, how are you?
I'm very, very well. SK, we are in trying times in the world. We are surrounded by uncertainties and fears. What is your prayer this morning?
My prayer this morning is a prayer for everyone who's sick right now with the corona, with HIV, with cancer, and all the illnesses that are out there, that they are in hospitals, whether they are at home. And I pray that God touches them and heals them, because He said that by His wounds we are healed. So I pray for healing of our country. I pray for everyone who's been admitted at hospitals, that God will touch them and heal them. And I pray for everyone who's stressed right now and depressed, because they don't know how they're going to provide for their families and their loved ones. I pray that may God come through for them, because He said that if we pray and ask for anything in His word, it will surely come through for us, and He will provide for us. So I pray that God provides for everyone who's lost their jobs, who are not even sure what they're going to eat tomorrow or where their next meal is going to come from. That I pray that God feeds them like He did when He fed those people with just two loaves of bread. I think God is capable, and He will surely come through for us. And I pray for everyone who has lost their job, that may God provide them with a job after all this is done. And I pray for every child who's going back to school, that may God protect them from this virus, and may God bless the teachers and protect them also, that they will take care of their children and protect them also from getting infected.
Thank you so very much for that prayer. Truly, honestly, I appreciate connecting with you. Jointly, we definitely can. Like it says in the Bible, it says it so clearly, so beautifully on Job 22 verses 27. It says, you will pray to Him and He will hear you, and He will fulfill your vows. I thank you so very much that in this moment, we've opened up the floodgates of heaven, that let our Lord pour onto us restoration. May He pour onto us peace. May He restore onto us our strength and our position in Christ. Thank you so much, SK. And I pray that you are covered by the blood of Jesus. I pray that wherever you may go, wherever you may touch, may turn to gold, only because the favor of the Lord is upon you. May you rise to everything that God calls you to. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much.
Wow. You can also get in touch with me on 0826542446. We are observing the National Day of Prayer, as declared by our President Cyril Ramaphosa, who said on the 31st of May 2020, we are all going to be in a space of prayer. Jointly we can, and indeed we can. There is absolutely no need for you to be uncertain. Absolutely no need for you to panic. Absolutely no need for you to be in a space of depression, because God is God, the same God He was yesterday, today, and forevermore. This morning we are observing the National Day of Prayer, as advised by our President Cyril Ramaphosa, that we might come together as a nation and pray. There is power when the authorities, when the government calls upon people of spirit, people who know their God, to say it is time to pray. Many times when we have been uncertain, many times when we have been unsure of ourselves, we always have found comfort in God. And even in this moment, as you stay at home, for those who must, and for those who are going back to work, as we continue to wear our masks, continue to sanitize our hands, as we continue to observe social distancing, as we continue to keep ourselves away from unnecessary activities in this moment in time, we still trust in our God. We trust Him with our families. We trust Him with our children. We trust Him with our spouse. We trust Him with our health. We trust Him with our jobs. I plead with you that in this moment, as you continue, I want to ask you to join your hands, sanitized hands. Join your hearts, join your minds with those who are far and those who are near. For those who are close, and for those who are far. Because God hears our prayers. God hears our prayers. And as we pray for our children as they go back to school tomorrow, as we pray for our colleagues who will be coming back to work, as we pray for those who are in the forefront, for our doctors, our nurses. May the hand of God be upon us as a nation. Lord, thank you that there is nothing. There is nothing, O God, that is out of your control. Father, we thank you that Jesus, you are alive in this day, and you continue to sustain us. You continue to keep us close. Father, for those who are struggling financially, Father, in this moment, Father, may you bless their hearts. May you touch a soul that might be able to be with them, God. Father, for those who are going back to work, O God, Father, protect them as we continue to be distant from one another. May our prayers connect us, O God. Father, for those who are sick, whether it be mentally so, or just struggling with depression, Father, we bring them before you, O God. Father, we trust that Jesus, your stripes heal us, O God. Your stripes continue to be effective in this day and age, O God. Father, for that husband who's struggling, for that wife who's struggling, for that child who is struggling, Father, may you be with them, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, we trust you. Lower every mountain, part every sea that stands between us and you, O God, that, Father, we may be able to see your face and to feel your grace in this time. In the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
That was Capricorn FM Podcast.